What are you worried about? I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. You can live today without worrying. Yes, you can. Worry wages war on our faith. As one writer says, worry gives small problems big shadows. As in Corrie ten Boom writes, worry does not empty tomorrows of its sorrows. It empties today of its strength. Worry may groan at every new catastrophe, but God's word says every detail in our lives of love for God is worked into something good. Worry will tell you the world has gone crazy, but remember, God is still in control. Worry says God doesn't know what you need, but God's word says that God is a supplier of what we need. Worry says you're on your own, but God's word says God will never leave you nor forsake you. God gives us the opportunity of living every day. What you do with it and how you handle it will determine the results of the day. What you do with your job, career, children, spouse, friendships, gifts, talents, treasures, resources, class, college education, referral, promotion, allowance, paycheck, God puts before you an open door. Some of us fail to take advantage of opportunities because we are worried. We are afraid we're not ready for these opportunities, or we are afraid that they will separate us from friends or colleagues or take us too far outside of our comfort zones. We may be worried that people who are important to us may not approve of the opportunities God's sending in our direction. Remember, there are people who benefit from our problems, insecurities, or weaknesses. They depend upon us always staying the same. Dependent on them to make every decision, every move, staying in the same race for the bottom. Never looking up, never growing, never thinking, never getting stronger, never better, never brighter, never deepening our faith or seizing the opportunities God sends us. If you allow worry to distract you, the disappointments will cripple your love and sour your relationship with the Lord, corrode your faith, eat away your peace, kill friendship, break alliances, silence your courage, quench the spirit, sap your strength, and blind you to God's promises and opportunities. Ah, but if you reach beyond the worries, it will wake up your faith. For faith will spring from the fertile soil of opportunity. A faith that overcomes the world is a faith in God, not in things. A faith in God, not in the size of your paycheck or the lack of one. Not in the size of your home, whether you rent or own. Faith in God, not in attitudes. It is a faith that can move mountains, critics, criticism, obstacles. Faith that takes the ugly threads that ruin the tapestry of life and weave new meaning back into life. A faith that pulls the drapes of despair and disappointment aside to let in the light. So let your light so shine. Faith that pumps up confidences and dispels self-doubt and replaces excuses with new determination. It's day 5 of a brand new year. What are you worried about? Maybe, just maybe, it's time to give those worries to God, who tells us in Matthew's gospel, take no thought about tomorrow, because tomorrow has enough worries of his own. Maybe we need to stand on God's word that reminds us that God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Maybe it's time to reach beyond that worry. It doesn't mean that there will never be anything to worry about. It means we're willing to give the worries to God in exchange for a faith that is too strong to be diminished in the valley of the shadow of death. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.